going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take it, guys, up until 2. Right here, 560 WQAM. Stun Steve chiming in on the text. Crazy how wise a coach sounds when they're winning. I don't like your tone on that. I don't like your tone on that with Paul Maurice. Why can't he just say what he said about Sergei Bobrovsky and it'd be beautiful? Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't like...
He's always said that about Bob, though.
I mean, what'd he say? That was bad. He said Bob's a professional and we're all benefiting from it.
He is a maniac.
Like your tone,
maniac artist,
Steve.
With his preparation. Pretty wild. We got the draft continuing tonight. The Dolphins, they took Kenneth Grant with their 13th pick.
Yeah.
We had Lou Esposito on. He was fantastic. The Michigan defensive line coach, or is the Michigan defensive line coach, and had a lot of great goods. We'll bring that to you a little later on this hour. If you missed it, he was fantastic.
It's pretty amazing that he also recruited Zach Sealer.
That was pretty random. I think Zach Sealer's, getting his jersey retired today, by the way. I think he's getting his jersey retired by, I think it's either this week or next week. I saw on Instagram that
Ferris I told you, is, the only thing I know about Ferris State, Mock Rock.
Oh. Is that like Rockville?
Kinda.
Somebody got the Rockville tickets? They happy?
Yes. Let's see. Roberto Benavides.
Awesome. Rockville. Get to headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory at the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Okay, so this was an article that came out yesterday that said the truth about the Jalen Ramsey situation with the Miami Dolphins. It is written on Outkick.com by Armando Salguero, who is a longtime Miami Dolphins columnist. Mm-hmm. And Armando was the one who reported yesterday about the pay cut thing with Jalen Ramsey. And this is what he wrote about this, because he said it really has nothing to do with a pay cut, as Leroy alluded to. This has to do more with his relationship with Mike McDaniel, which is apparently not great. So Armando said, on Thursday morning, I reported an item in a column about Jalen Ramsey and the Miami Dolphins. I wrote that the Dolphins asked Ramsey to take a pay cut because he refused. The sides agreed to go their separate ways and what could lead to a trade. Not correct. I have since been in contact with another source who is more intimately familiar with the situation that has a different story. I've confirmed this version of the facts. I'm going to share those with you now. The issue between the Dolphins and Ramsey is not monetary. The club gave him a new contract in 2024 and apparently is not asking him to take a pay cut. The source tells me the reason Ramsey and the Dolphins have agreed to part ways is because the player and head coach Mike McDaniel do not see eye to eye. Ramsey, who has respect for general manager Chris Greer and others within the organization, is leaving because his relationship with the head coach is irreparably broken and one cannot see himself playing for the other.
I can tell you what this has the... It has the feelings of Jalen wants Mike to be harder on the players. Right? Because he's a kind of no-nonsense guy.
But didn't he, like... I guess so, but didn't he also, like, hate Vic Fangio? Like, and isn't that Fangio's thing?
But with Fangio, it was a situation that he wanted to be used to do some of the things he does best on the field. And he felt that his talent was being wasted. And Vic Fangio wanted him to play a role. Now, if you know anything about either wide receivers or cover corners don't like playing zone. They think it diminishes their skill set. Now, here's what gets lost in all of this. For all the people who wanted Vic Fangio to kick rocks, their defense was really good. And
the Eagles, yeah.
Well, I'm talking about even with the Dolphins.
Oh, yeah. I mean, their defense was good. They weren't very, like... It was a weird good, though, right? Because they didn't turn the ball over. They didn't get the quarterback very much. They kind of just, like, did good.
But he was
solid,
he
you know?
They were a solid defense. And so a lot of guys and a lot of people feel that if you want to be elite, you got to take some chances. That wasn't Vic Fangio's thing.
Armando writes, quote, "It's strictly about Ramsey and Mike not having a respectful relationship," the source said. "And understandably, when the head coach and the team's highest paid defensive player do not share a relationship and the other doesn't view it as respectful, that's a major problem. So Ramsey has played his final game with the Miami Dolphins. There will be no coming back from this," per the source. Quote, "There won't be any Jalen going back to Miami," the source said. There you have it. Multiple teams that have been involved have been... reported the Rams are one of those teams.
I would say this, Jukebox. He said, "Solid defense doesn't win championships." Yes, it does. If your pass rush is above average, then what you do behind that is you don't give up big plays and you protect the deep ball and give your defensive line the opportunity to get there. That being said, you always have to think this. When coaches, new coaches or old coaches, go into a new situation, before you go guns a-blazing, and I use, you know, that term to say open up the defense, you first have to know who you can count on, who can do what they're supposed to do before you put anybody in harm's way, right? And I think all new coaches to new situations kind of do that. You don't want to come in. So say even if a coach is a blitz-oriented coach, when they first get in there, they want to know you can do the best basic crap before they start exposing you to blitzes and stuff like that. So I get all of that. I'm not mad at Jalen Ramsey because I do believe – that there were certain points in the season with Fangio that they would have been better off just having Ramsey follow a guy around and then play 10 guys behind him.
Well, if he didn't like his role too, I could see, because Mike McDaniel obviously didn't have the influence. That was Vic Fangio is basically like the head coach of the defense that year. Don't leave me alone, you weirdo. I think he's probably like, well, you know, you didn't step in at all and like you had no influence over this. So maybe that annoyed him and that made the relationship start to get frosty. Obviously, you have a year like last year that frustrates people. And this was Ramsey on Instagram, by the way, yesterday after this report comes out. He posts a collection of oranges and it says, "Who you surround yourself with matters." And for those listening on the radio, there's a very moldy orange, and then there's a regular orange that is getting mold starting to be around it with two
from
clean oranges.
From the other mold.
From the other mold. And it says on the bottom, I believe he wrote this part, "If you surround yourself with people who are okay with mediocre, you too will start to be okay with it. Surround yourself with people who desire greatness.
And I think that is kind of what I was saying earlier, is that I think Jalen looks at Mike and says, you're not harder on these guys and you're accepting mediocrity, right? I don't know that to be true. But I will say this. Every coach that has coached in the NFL has also had to find their way, right? We just think that when players come into the NFL, when coaches get head coaching jobs, they're supposed to be successful right away. Sometimes it does work, but eventually you have to build something and you have to build a culture that every person that comes into the organization knows how you're going to do things. Case in point, the way Michigan practices and how they do things has not changed since I was at Michigan. So while other teams are practicing, getting ready for, say, Ohio State or whoever they're playing, we were practicing full go against ourselves every Tuesday. That has never changed in all the years of Michigan. That means there's a culture. There's a way you do things, right? And that's kind of how that works. And so what Jalen is saying is like, look, I'm all about winning. I am prepared and willing to do whatever it takes for us to be successful and win. I will leave everything on the field. I will spill my guts. I will do whatever. But if I look around and everybody else doesn't feel that same way, then what good am I here?
Yeah, I mean, we've heard that stuff. Like, that was the stuff that came out from the former safety Deshaun Elliott, right? Like, there's a culture issue in Miami. We've been hearing this, that there's just something that, you know, that has been out there. Everybody has just been making mention of there's not an atmosphere here for winning. And
I think
the one thing that's interesting about that was it felt like the Mike McDaniel thing was very positive at the start, and everybody dug it. They got off to their best start. Now, when adversity hits and you got injuries, maybe right, it's not the best thing that can withstand the fork can't hold. But I don't know who's can when you don't have your starting quarterback for six games either.
All right, let me say this. Even in the losing, you have to prepare and work a certain way. You have to have the same level of commitment from everybody. You have to push the same agenda regardless of who's playing. And in the end, when everybody is available, your team will be better. And it kind of, to me, it seems like Tyreek has the feeling that there's certain guys on the team that aren't striving for the same excellence that he has, and he puts it on the coach. Now, I will say this about Mike McDaniel. He's been around football long enough. He's been around coaches and players long enough that he will find his way. And it's going to be a matter of tweaking certain things so that what he's trying to do either gets the message across. And he's going to have to make a couple of stands. He's going to have to do something in that building that lets people know that, hey, I'm about this, right? And until that happens, you're going to have, and it's usually older guys, right? Older guys that have been with organizations that have won and knew the environment and the culture in those atmospheres, it's usually going to be older guys that have a problem with this kind of not holding anybody accountable. Now, maybe he's talking about Tyreek. Maybe he's talking about, hey, I don't care how great the player is. We have to have a mentality and a way in which we do things that will create success for a long period of time. So I don't know.
It's possible, but also I will say this is somebody who's, you know, followed Jalen's career. Like, there's also sometimes just no pleasing him either. Like, he's just one of those guys as well. He's an excellent player.
That's true. But
and I'm not saying that Mike McDaniel is not without fault here, because very clearly there are things that he has to work on. Those are very obvious. Like, you can't have like all these things leaking out. It's not what I'm saying is. All this stuff coming out is not nothing. Obviously, there's something there that has to be fixed and worked on from a leadership perspective of him. But this is where we're at right now. And I think that the Dolphins and Mike McDaniel and Chris Greer are all at a spot where they got to get to a point where, you know, they can get Mike McDaniel with a harbor and a team that he can lead and maybe have a fresh start with, because these guys who are the big personalities, it kind of feels like the other than Tua, everybody else, it's kind of come to an end with.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem. Your best players aren't always your leaders. And the first thing you have to do is fix that. And sometimes it's a hard thing to do because you kind of backed yourself into a corner with how you do things.
Yeah, especially but being Mike, the star coach.
Right. Like, Mike needs to go into that room at some point and just say, we need to do things differently. We need to be better. We need to be better at this, this, and this. We need to be better with how we lead our team. We need to be better with how we do things. Because it's not working right now. So, and again, somebody, eSim said this. Ramsey was coached by Jimbo, Coughlin, and McVay. Think about that. And then you go to softballs.
Is McVay a hard-ass coach, though?
Yes.
Is he?
Dude.
Just because he's won?
How they play?
Because he has Aaron Donald.
Okay, but it's still, the tone has to be set.
You have
people that can facilitate that.
We got to take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Eroy here with you, 560 WQAM on a Friday. Let's get to 15 minutes of heat. Brought to us by Hollywood Kia. Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment we want to see in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online, HollywoodKia.com. So we talked about yesterday the Heat losing, and we talked about Darius Garland after Tyler Hero had 33 points.
What the hell was that?
Darius Garland, by name, says the entire Cavs strategy is to go at Tyler Hero. Tyler just spoke at practice. And this is from Barry Jackson, Miami Herald. He tweets, Tyler Hero says, quote, someone who doesn't play defense like Darius Garland shouldn't be bad-mouthing his defense.
That's what I was saying, essentially. Like,
everybody was saying that, Marcos.
Yeah, he's not like an all-world defender.
We need to be more aware of our situation before we start commenting.
Barry also says, Hero added that Garland's decision to go to the media with his remark Wednesday, quote, says a lot about him.
Yep.
All right, got some extra juice in this.
Yeah. Also, I don't see him stopping.
Now, I will say this. Tyler can't stay in front of Darius Garland.
Yeah, but so vice versa? Vice versa? He can't stay in front of Tyler.
No, I know. So, it's almost like two MMA guys in the middle of the ring just fainting in front of each other, but nobody's throwing a punch?
Yes, pretty much. It's like when it's be like Michael Venom Page against like Wonder Boy. It's just like, well, we're both sitting here waiting for the wheel kick. Neither one's going to move.
Yes, it's the craziest. I hate it in the fight game because they talk mad trash before the fight. And then, ding, 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 the fight starts, and they sit in front of each other like this for 2 minutes. Like, all right, dude.
Dead South says Tyler boxed himself in like Tommy did Tobin. boxed Garland. He did. And I think...
But here's the problem. The problem is Tyler didn't bring this up because he's aware. Right? Darius Garland brought it up, and he has no place or no position or no reason to tell anybody about not playing defense.
Yeah, 100%. And it's like, it's one of those things where, all right, look, Garland's a good player. No one's debating that. He's a good player. They're up right now. You want to talk trash. But, I know Tyler Hero's going to say this isn't any extra motivation. You better go win this damn game tomorrow, Tyler. I'm telling you. You can't allow these guys to come in and start rolling out the sweep on you. You got that right in your building tomorrow. This kind of call out. This disrespect cannot stand. Cannot stand.
Nope.
And you too, Bam.
What Bam got to do with it?
Oh, this guy. Every single year talking about defensive player that they're forgetting about you. You're like Marty McFly in Back to the Future, fading away. You're down, what, to 10th in the voting for defensive player of the year? Go show Mobley something. Let's go. Tired of this. I need to feel the vibes of a playoff win.
I am tired of the disrespect.
We have not won a playoff game in that building since Game 3 of the Eastern Conference Finals 2023. Can you make White Hot mean something? And by the way, your ass is better be in seats tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Mm. Okay? Mm. You better get your pancakes. All right? No. You better get your...
No. Get off the beach. Wear a white bikini and swim trunks to the mall. I mean, to the beach, so you can just go straight to the game.
Let's go. All right? Enough of this. Tired of waiting around. And Wiggins?
Oh.
One more. I'm telling you right now. One more, and I don't want to tell you what happens.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Okay.
We've heard this before.
Who you putting on notice?
He knows.
What? No.
He knows.
No. Get it. I want it documented.
No, I'm just saying.
Who's on notice?
Andrew Wiggins.
Oh.
Let me tell you something right now, dude.
Wiggy?
If I get one more game with one of these 3-for-10s, I don't want him back next year. Okay?
Whoa!
I don't want him back next year.
Hey, how about Joker having a triple-double and the team only scores 83 points?
Yeah, that's rough.
Who, Jokic?
Yeah.
Yeah, he looked very pissed.
Angry.
He's probably like, Horse could score more.
Who could score more?
Horse.
Oh.
What you thought I said?
It didn't sound like horse.
Oh. Oh, no! Horse!
Oh, man.
I was trying to say it in his act. Come on.
Yeah, grow up, dude.
Yeah, grow up, dude. What?
Oh, you.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Me grow up?
Yeah.
Can I just tell you, like, I only use my pull a couple of times a year.
Yep.
I will use it again next week.
We like it. And used it earlier in the show. If you missed it, Michigan defensive line coach Lou Esposito stopped by the show. He gave us goosies galore and the goods on Miami Dolphins first round.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.